longtime East Lansing City Manager Ted Staton. Ted's leaving us to become a Buckeye. I know you're going home, Ted, but it still hurts that you're leaving us for Ohio.
Well, you know, it is home, and I can't deny it.
All right. Well, tell us about the process. When you first learned about this job, did they approach you? Did you approach them? And take us back to when it first started to where you decided, yeah, this is a good move.
Well, really just a couple of months ago, you know, there's a half a dozen recruitment firms in this profession that, you know, reach out to people when they think there's a good fit. And the Upper Arlington people were looking for somebody who had college town experience, experience around the state capitol, and had a demonstrated track record of managing in tough times. So I got contacted. I hadn't really thought about going anywhere. But the more I looked at this move and the proximity to family and the kind of community Upper Arlington is, the more I decided I would explore it, and the more I explored it, the better the fit got.
How close is this to your hometown?
I'm from Dayton originally, and mm-hmm. this is about an hour away, and mm-hmm. my wife's hometown is even closer, about 40 minutes away. She's got a brother in Columbus. I've got two brothers in Dayton, sister in Dayton. She's got two other brothers close by. I got a ton of cousins, so it's hard to say that I'm going home because, you know, for 16 years, this has been my home. My kids were born here. But at, you know, this time in their lives, they're both middle school kids. You know, if I'm ever going to move, this is and move them, you know, this is as good a time as any.
You talked about the mixed feelings. Explain that to us. You've built a great career here. Your family is here. I know you're going home, but that feeling in the pit of your stomach's got to be tugging at you a little bit.
Yeah, you know, it's a little less so today since, you know, the announcement was made yesterday. But, you know, it is tough leaving these people in the city that I've, who've become my work family over all these years. Just every one of the senior executives in East Lansing City government were appointed by me, and I will miss them. And, you know, there's tons about living in East Lansing I will miss. But I'm going to a great place as well, and I will be closer to family. And it's a trade-off for sure, but one that seemed to make sense for me at this point.
What's the biggest challenge you faced during your 16 years here?
You know, I think it's been the constant, the litany of budget reductions made necessary as a result of state budget cuts. It's just, it's broken record year after year after year after year, you know, and, to try to do it in a way that doesn't, you know, noticeably impact the quality of life in the community. And I think one of the things our organization is proud of is that, you know, we've been not just that we've been able to make it look like nothing has happened. There's been tremendous progress, you know, $25 million worth of new recreation facilities, doubling of the tax base, increased the size of the city by 4 square miles, increased the population, all things that were happening in East Lansing that really weren't occurring in many cities across Michigan.
What is the biggest challenge East Lansing faces while they look for a new city manager, and what's he going to have to deal with?
Well, you know, I think that, you know, he or she is going to be well served by the outstanding staff they will inherit, and I think it's, you know, should be a great comfort to the council and to the community that they have such, you know, well qualified, dedicated employees in these key positions. But, you know, I think it'll continue to be, you know, financial, because where I think maybe Michigan's hit bottom, it's going to be a long climb back up to the top, and that will require, you know, constant innovation, reinvention in how things are done in East Lansing. And I think continuing the progress downtown, you know, we're not quite out of the woods with City Center 2, though I think we're closer than we've probably been at any time in the 10 years we've been working on this project. And, hopefully my successor will be able to see that to fruition.
Will you have a role in picking your successor?
No, only in helping the council develop a process, a profile of the desirable characteristics of the next city manager. I've agreed to serve for 90 days, and I'm assuming part of that will be to help the council, you know, determine the process to choose my successor. But it won't be something that I'll participate in directly, and I think nor should it be. It's a responsibility that's uniquely the council's.
What are you going to do with all that Trojan and Spartan gear you have on hand?
I'm going to wear it in Columbus with pride.
Yeah. All right, Mr. Staton, we appreciate talking with you. We'll probably contact you to get you on the radio again before you go. Thanks so much for your time this morning.
My pleasure, Tony.